Hello, my name is Margaret C. Berry. I live in Austin, Texas. I've been at the university now since the early 60s. I was a student here in the 30s. I graduated in 1937. I celebrated my 100th birthday this month and am still enjoying life. I've become and am now, probably for the first time in my life, the person I've always wanted to be. Oh, not my body. I sometimes despair over my body. The wrinkles, the baggy eyes, the skinny arms. And often I'm taken aback by that old person that lives in my mirror. But I don't agonize over those things for long. I would never trade my amazing friends, my dear parents, my wonderful life for less gray hair or better friends or better parents. As I've aged, I've become kinder to myself and less critical of myself. I'm finally my own friend. I don't chide myself for eating that extra piece of candy or several pieces of bread, or for not making my bed, or for buying that silly gecko I didn't need. I'm entitled to a treat, to be messy, and to be extravagant if I can afford it. I've seen too many dear friends leave this world too soon, before they understood the great freedom that comes with aging. Whose business is it if I choose to read or to play on the computer until 4 a.m. and then sleep until noon? I know I'm sometimes forgetful and don't hear everything, but there again, some of life is just as well forgotten or not heard, and I eventually remember the important things. Sure, over the years, my heart has been broken. How can your heart not be broken when you lose a loved one, or when a child suffers, or when a beloved pet gets hit by a car, or even when you feel that you need to make some difficult decision and wonder whether you should have or not, or when funds run low. Broken hearts are what give us strength and understanding and compassion. A heart never broken is pristine and sterile and will never know the joy of being imperfect. I'm blessed to have lived long enough to have had my hair turn white, to have my youthful laugh be forever etched into the deep grooves of my face. So many have never laughed, and so many have died before their hair could turn silver. As we get older, it's easier to be positive. We care less about what other people think. I don't question myself anymore. I've earned the right to be wrong. I like being old. It set me free. I'm not going to live forever, but while I'm still here, I'll try not to waste time lamenting too much or too long about what should have been or could have been, or worrying too long about what will possibly be. I shall eat dessert and a piece or two of bread every single day if I feel like it, and even get up in the middle of the night to have a bite if I'm hungry. Some other people have had similar feelings. I've added mine, and no, I don't believe I deleted any of theirs. And so as time passes on, as you age, may you find success that pleases you and always find love and be loved. Change is inevitable, but the desire for success and love never changes. May you have a rainbow of smiles on your face forever and ever. Thank you. This is Margaret C. Berry.